Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making hate maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Hate, your official voice of Buckers Now and Rank Bull Apparel. And we are proud to be that voice out here for you, the fans, getting the message out. And hey, I got to tell you, we got a lot to talk about today. We're still catching up from our 18-day road trip. We did catch up on some sleep last night, and hopefully our two diehard Making Eight Maniacs, Miss Emily and Miss Melanie, were able to catch up on theirs as well because they stuck with us the entire 10-hour trip. Can't say enough about the fans that are coming in, hanging out. But, you know, at the same time, we have Miss Barb pop in there. We had a few other ones join us, bits and pieces. They were in and out. But I'll tell you what, Miss Emily, Miss Melanie were in there the entire time. And, you know, it said something about the fans that we have right here. And just absolutely loved it. So glad to see that Miss Kat Johnson had made it back. And, of course, we had our Back on the Ranch show last night trying to get caught up. But I'll tell you, we were doing that from on the road. And, yeah, now I'm sitting in my office and looking at the piles of paperwork that I have to do. Tax time is coming. We've got to catch up from last year still. And then we still have to get things going for this year. We have to get things fired up and logged in because we have had a busy month and a half here in January and February. Right here with Making Eight, I'm telling you, we have been all over the place from Oklahoma to North Carolina to Tennessee and loving every minute of it. We're ready to get back out on the road again, and we're looking to try to get out to Stephenville, Texas this next weekend. Not sure if it's going to be possible, but we're going to do what we can. And we got up this morning about 10 o'clock, phone started ringing, and we started making some phone calls and seeing what we could do to get stuff done. So let's see. Yeah, you know, I see Kat coming in there with her in our chat room there and telling everybody she's got her tax stuff to do today. Yeah, I don't know. I look at the piles and mounds of paperwork that are here. And it just makes me cringe. But it is nice to be back in my office, I will tell you that, and not out on the road in a truck somewhere. I'm kind of enjoying the day off, you know, from being on the road. But I do have some errands to get out and run here a little bit later on this afternoon. I'm going to stop by the post office and send out some packages to two lovely young ladies, two diehard Making Eight Maniacs out there. And so we're going to send those out today, and they should get those later on this week. Let's see. Wow, I see that Miss Barb said that she's already got her refund. Well, I'll tell you what, man, maybe we could get ours. Can you send that our way too? Or at least come do my taxes for me. I'd love it. But April 15th really sneaks up on you, especially when you're managing a business. It's no fun at all. But, yeah, we got a good show in store for you. Did you guys catch round three last night right after the Back on the Ranch show? Hopefully you did. It was pretty exciting. The short go Bulls were something that would be said. And, of course, how about the Bull Bushwhacker? I mean, really. 46.5 points again. This Bull is, I think, hands down. I don't think anybody's going to touch him the rest of the season. He could go sit out there in the pasture the rest of the season, and I still think that he'll be Bucking Bull of the Year. You know? Wow. Really, really impressive. That Bull set a mark just a few weeks ago as the highest marked Bull in PBR history. And, you know, he's continuing on his trend. I mean, the Bull just, you know, he's ranked. And I cannot wait for the day that a Cowboy rides him. My question is this. What do you guys think that score is going to be when that Cowboy covers him? Because it's going to happen. They're going to buck him sometime, and he's going to be ridden. But I'm curious to see what that score is going to be. I think that we could see 97-point Bull ride. I think that if you get a Cowboy that stays up on him and rides him, I think that you could possibly see it. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to throw that out there in the trivia polls there on BuckersNow.com as to who you think the Cowboy is going to be to ride Bushwhacker, the first Cowboy, I should say. Just something for you guys to throw out there, a little teaser, and let's just see what we can come up with. Let's see what kind of names we can come up with on that one. I got to put my pick on JB or Austin Meyer, you know, really. I think Austin Meyer has got a good matchup there this weekend at the Iron Cowboy on Big Tex. It's going to be wild. But I think JB can ride him. Yeah, I think that we may see some big things. I think that we could see some big things from that Bull, from the Cowboy. Like I said, I'm predicting a 96-97-point Bull ride from the Cowboy that does. How about the Brazilians? Once again, Paulo Lima, congratulations to him. Holy smokes. I mean, really, wow. Just dominating. Valderon was in the top five. Now, I will tell you this. The Americans are chasing him. There was a whole pile of Americans. How about Austin Meyer finishing number two? My boy Caleb Sanderson finishing in the top 10. Great job from him. Chris Shivers getting top 10 finish. There was a lot of Cowboys out there. Aaron Roy, the Canadian, you know, finishing up there in the top 10. Great job from him. And, you know, I'm telling you, it's going to get heated as the season goes on. I can't wait to see what the standings look like going into the summer break, you know, alone. But I think, you know, these guys are going to take some time off and figure things out, and it's going to be really wild. I see some questions coming in there. Miss Christie is posting in. Do you know what the chain of command is in the PBR? Is it Jeffrey Pollock, then Ty? No. You know, that's hard to say. You know, you've got Cody Lambert and Ty Murray, who are two of the original founders that are still there, and they're still up there in that higher up, you know, in that ratings. But Jeffrey Pollock is also an outside source that is brought in and put up there. I don't know. To be honest with you, I really don't know. I think that it's a committee. I think that it's more or less when you get up there to that Jeffrey Pollock, Ty, Cody Lambert, I think that they're kind of a committee, and you could almost set them as being about even in the decision-making process and that type of thing for the PBR. But I think that Ty and Cody have kind of turned over a lot of the business side of the decision-making to Jeffrey Pollock. So, it's hard to say. I really just don't know where that chain of command goes. I see Helen's comment coming in there, and that's a great comment coming in about Renato coming back. I think that he would be the only Brazilian to ride him if there's a Brazilian that can ride him. I think that his type of riding or bucking style does not match up very well against the Brazilians. That's just my opinion on it. But I think that if any Brazilian can ride him, I do think that Renato can. And I'm seeing some comments coming in here now. Well, it's one thing we didn't mention last night on our Back on the Ranch show. Aaron Coscarelli did join us on Thursday on our lunch hour show. And, you know, getting some feedback from you fans, it looks like that she did do really well in her interviewing out there. Looks like she's getting a little bit better each week. And that's what we had hoped for. That's what we can ask of her. You know, that's about as much as we can ask for her, that each week she gets a little bit better. Now, I will tell you, Leah Garcia has got her name on that list. She's going to be back at it. I think she may be back here at the I think she may be back this week at the Iron Cowboy. I know that she is very, very much missed from you fans, but I am sure that she's going to be excited, and we're going to be excited to watch her when she does come back. She's splitting the series with Aaron. So, you know, we're going to get to see a lot more of Aaron. We're going to get to see a lot more of Leah, you know. I'd like to see them both together. Shoot, you know, I mean, I think that would be really cool. I don't know if it'll happen, but I certainly would like to see it. Let's see. She did make mention of that during our show, Miss Christie, about that, and I see your comment there in the chat room. But, you know, she does get along very well with the Bull Riders. She feels like the Bull Riders have really kind of opened up to her, especially when you're talking about a guy like Brendan Clark, you know, who's the PR king. I mean, this guy knows anything about the industry and really can bring in somebody like Aaron, and he has. You know, he's really worked well with Aaron, and she is just so grateful of what these Bull Riders have done for her and being so cooperative and being so there for her. So, you know, that's really nice to see. I did not get to see Mesa. I'm sorry. I did not get to see the broadcast where she was there. But it is very nice. I know that some of her bulls did pretty well, so she was pretty happy about that, you know, and to get back home. And, you know, did you guys get to listen to the short go yesterday with Mike Anderson right before the Back on the Ranch show? Hopefully you guys were able to get over there and listen to it. If you haven't, go back and listen to the archives. It's there on MakingHay.com. But last night or yesterday's show had Joe Wimberly on there, McKinnon's dad, and to be able to sit back and listen to him talk about rodeo, listen to him talk about McKinnon and his progression and how he's doing, that was fantastic. Man, I'll tell you, that was just so great. And he was so appreciative of all the fans that have been supporting McKinnon through this injury. So, you know, it was really a good thing, and look forward to. You know, seeing a lot more of the short go, and as well as seeing McKinnon back out there before too long. And I'm sure that we will end up doing that. Sure we're going to end up seeing that real soon. So you guys can stay tuned. But, hey, I think we're going to wind things down and take our first break. And, of course, this first break is going to be brought to you by, none other than Humps and Horns. And tell you what, if you guys are not subscribing to Humps and Horns and have not purchased your edition of them, you guys need to get over and do that. I'll tell you what, you will see some great articles in there. You might even catch some wind about making eight. And tell you what, they have all the news and excitement that you need for bull riding. So go check out humpsandhorns.com. Let's see if we can't fire things up with a little bit of Mark Chestnut on a Monday lunch hour show. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Megan Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now and Rank Bull Apparel.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball. Job site at 9:15.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin 8, your official voice of Buckers Now and Rank Bull Apparel. That's right. We're kicking things off in a big way. And you know what? I just broke out and took our first commercial break. And during that break, obviously, in the chat room, we were talking about some of the fans are pretty upset about the pay-per-view for The Last Cowboy Standing. So this is how it works, okay? Understanding the format of The Last Cowboy Standing, this thing could go on for several hours. Do you want a two-hour broadcast on NBC? Do you want a three-hour broadcast on Versus where you're going to get cutouts? You can't watch the entire thing. They cannot purchase that amount of airtime to broadcast on regular television, on cable television, on Versus for the potential of what this thing could go on for 6 hours, you know, as to where if you go to pay-per-view and you can purchase it, or you can call a venue. Now, this is my idea. This is what we are looking to do for that event. If we're not going to be out on the road, is we're going to try to coordinate with somebody down here. Sports pubs, Hooters, any one of those particular places can go and purchase that. What you need to do is go in and coordinate a watch party right there in your own hometown, right there, and put it up. Call these places, tell them that you want to make sure that you can watch The Last Cowboy Standing right there, that you're going to bring in a crowd, and they will put it on for you. They will purchase that pay-per-view as long as it does not, as long as it doesn't conflict with too many other things going on, it's worth it for them. So that's what you guys need to do. That's why the PBR went to that pay-per-view, because this thing could go to 6 hours. We're talking about taking 40 riders. You know, I don't know. I know that most pay-per-views are up there in essence of anywhere from $49, you know, for a pay-per-view deal. Some of them are $39. You know, I don't know how much the pay-per-view is going to be, but I will tell you this. That is the reason why they went to pay-per-view, because they want to show you, the fans, the entirety. You guys have absolutely come down hard on the PBR for not giving or not being able to view the whole entire broadcast during, on NBC because of the airtime that they purchased. That was the reason why they made the decision. In doing that format, they cannot edit it down. So you would catch it on a replay. It wouldn't be a live version. They would have to edit it, and then they would give you like the top, you know, they would give you towards the end, like the top, so, you know, how many were left to compete in a two-hour period. And you would miss out everything else. So, hey, you know what, Helen? If you guys all want to come on down, please do. Let's coordinate it. Let's all come down. We'll have a big meetup party, and we will have a blast. And I'll broadcast that online, you know, so people can tune in and watch the pay-per-view broadcast on the television and watch the watch party that's going on with Makin 8 down here. And we may do that. We might do that. We've got a couple places. You know, I don't know if the LAC is going to cover it, but I'm going to tell you what. That is going to be one of the most exciting events that the PBR has ever done. Did you guys watch PBR Now on RFD TV? If you didn't, get back over and try to watch that archive. Try to watch that replay of that. When J.W. Hart talks about it, watch the excitement in his face and see how excited he is for this new format that's coming down for the last Cowboy Standing. He loves it. He absolutely loves it, and I do too. I think that this is going to be one of the best events. The minute they came out with that format, I got excited. I said, this is what it's all about right here, to find out who is the best of the best. And I'm telling you, it's going to be wild. Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, if there's a way we could be there, we would. You can bet on it. But I will tell you this. If you do not have the option to get pay-per-view at your home, then this is what you need to do. You need to go and get a hold of one of your local pubs, one of your local sports bars. They all have the availability to get pay-per-views. And you can ask them, listen, we want to coordinate a watch party to watch this PBR. This is one of the biggest events ever from the PBR, and it's going to be on pay-per-view. We want to watch it. If you guys demand it and you get enough people there, they will broadcast it. So that's where you get over to the PBR meet and greets. You coordinate with fans in your area. You try to get them aware of what's going on, and you get it done. And that's where we have to step in as fans and say, listen, this is what we want. We're going to watch it no matter what. We're going to make this thing happen. It's great for the PBR. It's great for the, you know, the local area that's going to broadcast it. And it's awesome for you fans to be able to get together in a group, hang out, watch some great bull riding, some of the best bull riding we're ever going to see right there from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. It's going to be absolutely exciting. So that is why that you see it on pay-per-view and not on any other local cable network or satellite. You have to purchase it because of the airtime, the amount of time it's going to take to roll through. You know, I mean, shoot, you got 40 bull riders. Now, obviously, you're not going to get 40 qualified rides, but you could get up there in essence of 30 or 20 qualified rides, you know. That's going to eliminate half the field. Then they all come back again. You know, when you get down to the final two or three, they could go on. They could keep going at it. They could keep going around bull after bull. You don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with this deal. But I'm telling you what, it's going to be rank. It's going to be wild. So please, you guys, let's make this deal happen. If you need help in coordinating that, get a hold of me. We will work with you to try to help set you up a place where you can do that. We want to make it possible for you guys to be able to check it out. Hey, if it means you guys coming all the way down here to Florida for your spring break vacation, come on, let's go. We'll have a great time with it, I can promise you. But, you know, that's where it comes down to. There are no judges. There are no scores. It's bull against cowboy. And those bull riders, you know, they may have an off day. The bull may have an off day. It's unpredictable, but it's bull riding at its best. No judges will play into effect. If you make a qualified ride, if you make 8 seconds, and that's what it comes down to, doesn't matter. That's bull riding right there. Bull riding anywhere you go, it doesn't matter. That bull, you know, you better have your A game. You better be able to ride and jump for jump. You know, some bulls are easier than other bulls. Yeah. But the bottom line is, you know, you get what you get, you ride what you get, you take advantage of it, you know. But there are no scores. You're not going to see it come down to a scoring match. This comes down to if you ride, you move on. If you don't make eight, you go home. And that's what it's all about right there. Oh, I love the excitement about it. It gets me fired up just thinking about it. You know, it is going to be wild. It is going to be absolutely wild. You know, I really think that we're on to something big. The PBR has stepped into something huge with this format. And you know, I like the idea. I think that we're getting ready to view something that's never been done before, but it's going to be a big success. Iron Cowboy, we had some issues with that. You know, the way they set up the tiers, and, you know, hopefully they made the adjustments, and we're going to see this next week how those adjustments went. But I'm going to tell you, Last Cowboy Standing is where it's at. So hopefully that will answer your question. Hopefully that will help explain things to you. You guys should be able to go to pay-per-view, and I don't know when. Sometime within the next month or so, I would say. I think in March is when they'll set up that you can purchase the pay-per-view, and it'll show you the pricing for it. You know, if it's not something that you can afford, then that's when you need to get on the phone and get a hold of your local pubs, get a hold of your local sports bars, and say, listen, we want to watch it. Get a hold of Hooters, Wing House, whatever you guys have out that way. I mean, shoot, you know, go to Outback Steakhouse. You know, all these guys have the opportunity to purchase these things. You know, a lot of them purchase the NFL Sunday tickets for football games, that type of deal. They'll have the opportunity and the option to purchase that for you. So what you guys need to do is get a bunch of group of people in your area that want to view this thing. Get a whole bunch of people in your area. Set up these meet and greets on PBR, and then go to the venue, go to the business, and say, listen, we have X amount of people that will be here for this deal if you guys can put it on. And they will be buying your product. They'll be eating your food, drinking your beer. Hey, let's go. You know, and you can bet that they'll do it. And, you know, I think that you guys can make it happen. Pizza places, yeah, anywhere that's got any kind of where they broadcast football games and that type of deal, you'll find it there, okay? So, you know, if you guys need help, please don't hesitate to get a hold of me. We'll make this happen, and I'll help you get a layout set up and how to approach it to these businesses. You know, let's make something happen. I want to make sure that all of our Making It Maniacs, our PBR fans, have the opportunity to go watch this thing. And if you can't get it there, come on down to Florida. Might cost you a little bit, but, hey, there's no doubt it'll be worth your while. We'll have a great time. So let's see. Yeah, there you go. I see Miss Christie making comments about, you know, just dropping in on some of the PBR families. You know that they'll be watching it as well. So, heck yeah, you know, just drop on by. So, you know, just bring either a cold six-pack or bag of chips, some sort of appetizer or something, you know. Say, hey, oh, by the way, I brought these, you know. Let's watch some PBR bull riding. But, yeah, the last Cowboy Standing is just going to be huge. If you guys did not see the look on J.W. Hart's face, that said it all right there. This guy is excited about what's going to happen with this thing, and I am too. You know, I just know that this is going to be that niche that's going to really, you know, it's going to really be huge. It's going to give you guys an opportunity. It takes away from those judges. You know, it's the same way in any other thing that has ever happened in the sport of bull riding. You know, comes down to the luck of the draw, how you ride your bull, and what the judges say. Well, this time you take the judges out of it. Now there's only two things, Making Eight and, you know, the bull you're matched up against. So, yeah, the PBR Now this week I thought was really well. It's great to see Justin McKee in there, and we had a lot of fun being able to sit back and watch him a little bit, you know. I did have a good time in checking them out, and hopefully you guys did as well. Let's see. Yeah, you know, I see that comment, too, about going down there to Cowboy Days. And, heck, yeah, you know, I mean, that's where you guys need to coordinate. You know, get out here on Twitter. Get out here on your Facebook. Go to the PBR Tweethearts page, the group page. Go to Buckers Now and coordinate these groups. Let's put something together and get these groups set up in your area. Let's get fans to come in. So you got to drive an hour to go to a meetup where they're going to be broadcasting it. Hey, you know, that's part of the game. Let's make this thing happen. Let's support the PBR in this pay-per-view deal. And, you know, let's make this thing big. Like I said, if you guys can't get it, find somebody who can in your area. Split it with them. You know, I used to watch the UFC fights a lot at some friends' house. And if we couldn't go out to a bar to watch it, or we didn't feel like it was going to be way too crowded and we were going to get a good view, then we would get four or five guys to pitch in, go to somebody's house that had it. We'd all split it. We all put in $10 a piece or something like that. And we'd sit back and we'd bring some food, bring some beer, sit back and watch a great UFC fight. Same concept right here. And, you know, this thing, like I said, have a cookout, man. This thing can last up to 6 hours, you know, if you can't afford it. Find a group of people in your area and say, listen, we want to do this pay-per-view thing. We can't afford the whole thing. Let's split it up, $10 a piece, $20 a piece, for you guys to go in to watch a pay-per-view broadcast in its entirety. That's where it really plays into effect, that you guys will get to see the entire thing, that you won't get cut out by the commercials. You won't get cut out by the airtime, because PBR can't afford to put on a 6-hour broadcast on TV. You know, it's just one of those deals. So let's all group together. Let's get a grip on this deal. We're going to make it happen come April. You can bet on it. We got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to throw out some more topics or ideas, we'll be happy to talk with you. And, of course, we've got all of our Making 8 Maniacs here in the chat room. And we've even got a couple guests drop by. And, you know, well, shoot, if you guys are out there and want to jump on board, sign up with Blog Talk Radio, build yourself a screen name, and come on, you know. Barb, I think they will have commercials, but they will be limited. You won't see as many commercials on the pay-per-view deal as you will on a regular broadcast. You know, and I see Ms. Christie out there. I'm not real sure what happened with the sponsors on the PBR Now and RFD TV. That's a very good question. I think that maybe the viewers were not quite there, so the sponsors may have pulled out. Now that they've brought back Justin McKee, I think that you may see some more pop back in and say, hey, we want to get a piece of this. I don't think they're going to have an issue with it, you know, but we've got to get out there and we've got to support it, you know. So, but, yeah, I think that as far as the pay-per-view goes, I know that some places you don't see commercials. Now, they throw in things like UFC-type commercials, which PBR may do that too. They may promote their finals. They may promote some big events coming up. But I don't think that we're going to have, like, a sponsorship-type commercials. But then again, I've never seen one. You know, this is the first pay-per-view event for the PBR. So, you know, this is, you know, it's going to kind of be new to all of us. So we'll just have to sit back and wait and see. But I can tell you, it's going to be worth the investment to get out there and watch this. I mean, you know, 40 top cowboys going at it. And if you ride, if you make 8, you're there. If not, then you're sitting behind the buck and she's pulling ropes. And, man, you talk about exciting. I can't wait for it. I really can't. I believe Tampa is right, like, the week before, the week after. So, you know, we're going to be out here at the PBR event right here in Tampa and real excited about that as well. But anyways, want to let y'all know, you know, we've got some cool things in the works now, too. Buckers Now, Making 8, Rank Bull Apparel, stepping in, you know, working together as a team. You know, we're going to be doing some huge, huge things there. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to us. We've got some big things in the works. We're actually on the phone this morning trying to get some stuff lined up for the possibility of going to Stephenville, Texas this next Sunday. That's less than a week away, obviously. But we're looking to drop in some funds. We need to get some funds to get us there. And, you know, I'll tell you what, for you guys to be able to watch this McKinnon Wimberly Jody Newberry benefit bull ride going on out there right after the Iron Cowboy in Arlington, yeah, this could be really exciting for you fans to be able to tune in and watch, you know, better than a pay-per-view, you know, in a lot of senses, because you guys can get up close just like you always do with Making 8. You know, it's real, it's raw, it's unedited, and we just bring it to you. And hopefully you guys will get excited about that. Make sure to throw the word out there. It's a last-minute deal that we'd have to put together, but we can make it happen with you guys supporting us. So let's see. Oh, I see that Miss Donna is joining us here today, and we are glad to see you. Looks like she had an incident this morning that she's got her bandage off, and that's great. And yeah, it looks like that she overslept, but we do understand. You know, glad that you're doing okay, and it's nice to see your, well, I can't say pretty name in there either, because it's Cajun Girl, and we know where Cajun comes from with that LSU and that type of thing. That's just no good at all, but that's all right. We love you anyways, Donna. Glad you're doing well. Let's see, what else we got to talk about? We got about 24 minutes in the show, and, you know, hey, we're tearing things up. We're getting the show started. We're getting the week started right here on the Lunch Hour Show. And, hey, let's talk about some bull riding. Let's talk about some rodeo. Obviously, like I said, 18 days on the road for Making 8, and we're ready to get back out at it again. You know, yeah, it's nice to be home, but when I get home and I see the pile of paperwork that's here and stuff we got to start taking care of, I'm like, hey, send me back out. Let's go to it, you know. But, yeah, you know, we're going to work this week and try to get all this stuff wrapped up just so we can get out and play a little bit more. We got to get out here in about this afternoon. We got to go run some errands, get out to the post office and send out two lovely young ladies some shirts. And, since I see that Matt is on here, we'll go ahead and let him know. And that we're going to send your package back out to you there too, brother, man. So we're going to ship them all out at once. But, the Making 8 t-shirts are available if you're able to watch the live event center there on BuckersNow.com. It's got a store page right there. You can go through and purchase them. We're going to be updating those and coming out with a new line that will be coming out, but those are the starting ones. Those will at least get you started. And I know that we've gotten some fans that have got out some bumper stickers. They got some Buckers Now bumper stickers and some Making 8 bumper stickers, and we sure appreciate it. So, I see that Marty Hill is listening in from the hospital. Says that he's getting out today, and that's fantastic, and want to say a big old shout-out to him. And we appreciate him tuning in right here with Making 8, and absolutely appreciate you. Hope you get well soon, and shoot, give us a call sometime. Let's talk. Love to hear from you. That's pretty much about it. We got about 20 minutes left in the show, and, of course, we see that Buckers Now is throwing out the link, and I'm surprised that Miss Barbara did not do that so fast, but I see more links coming in from Miss Barbara. Did you guys see that was very funny last night that Kat Johnson and Barb actually had a URL duel going on in here, see who could post these links the fastest. That was pretty entertaining. But, we got more news to talk about. We got a whole bunch more bull riding coming up, and including the Iron Cowboy that will be coming up here this next weekend, this next Saturday. And, of course, we've got a benefit bull ride going on for Wimberley and Newberry, and hopefully, something will happen and Making 8 will be there. So we want to make sure that if we can get there, we can put it out there online for you, the fans. But if we don't, we're going to stay local right here. I'll tell you what, we've got a Southern States Bull Riding Finals will be going on. Luke Kaufman, Matt Merritt will be down here, and we might be able to fire something up, kick a big bonfire off going here at the Making 8 Ranch. So you never know. You guys just have to stay tuned and see what happens. So let's kick it off with another break here, and this break will be brought to you by U.S. Rodeo Supply. That's right. If you guys are looking to get a grip on your bull riding gear, get over to U.S. Rodeo Supply right here. And you can find their links posted on Making8.com. You can find them on Buckers Now. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8.
Bring be in Amarillo by morning.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your genes.
Howdy, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now and Rainbow Apparel. And I got to tell you, we got some cool things in the works right here. Trying to get some stuff lined up for we might just throw a surprise out there to one of our fans. We've only got about 15 minutes left in our show, but we do have one of our good friends there, Marty Hill, is in the hospital recovering from a bullfighting injury. And, you know, he's one of our dedicated fans. I think we should give him a call. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm not real sure if he wants to be in the air. We don't want to bother him a whole lot. So, you know, I'm kind of waiting to see if we can catch word back fast enough. But anyways, call in number 646-915-9940. And we got some phone lines open. I do not have cowboy logic for the day, hoping that we could get Mr. Cody Burleson to jump on board with us, but not sure if he's going to be able to, so you guys hang tight. How many of you fans are going to the Iron Cowboy this weekend? I believe that Miss Donna Davis is. Want to let y'all know, been in contact with Cowboy Dave, and we are working on setting up a facility. He is for you guys for a PBR meetup from 2 to 4. So you guys put that on your schedule from 2 to 4 there on Saturday, that you guys can stop by and hang out with Cowboy Dave. It would be a great time, and I think that you guys would most definitely enjoy it. So, well, we actually do have a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't jump on board with it. 513, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, it's Marty.
Hey, Marty, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I end up with steel rod in my leg.
Is that right? Well, yeah. we kind of caught wind of that. Now, I wasn't sure if you wanted to jump on the air with us, and we were talking about – I was going to call you up and give you a hard time about it, but really, in all actuality, you actually got injured by jumping in there as a bullfighter and looking out for a cowboy, right?
Right. Yeah, he got hung up in his rope, and I took a hook and for him, and he ended up against the panels and got run over.
Man, yeah, it's no good at all, but we cannot thank you guys enough for what you do for these cowboys. You know, as bullfighters, man, when I was out riding, you know, like I said, and I've said it 100 times out here, but, you know, I really did what I could to show my appreciation to the bullfighters for what you guys do. It takes a special breed, a special person to get in that arena. You know, it's one thing for a cowboy to take that risk for, you know, 8 seconds or, you know, a little bit more, a little bit less, whatever, however long it takes them to get out the arena. But you guys are there for 40 bulls or more, you know. It's amazing.
Yeah, we had 32 jackpot riders and 31 or 32 novice riders that night.
Yeah, see, that's just, you know, you guys are the true heroes in the sport, you know. And I know, you know, I mean, talking with guys like Rob and most of you guys just, you know, you guys kind of all have the same outlook. Oh, well, shoot, we're just doing something that we love to do. And, you know, but it really does. It says a lot more. You know, you guys are the soldiers going in the trenches. You know, you guys are the lifesavers out there, man. And we just can't say enough about you.
And I love every minute of it.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, I don't know. I heard that you couldn't get into the chat room and hang out with us, but we've got the fans here that are just jumping on board and sending you their best wishes, man. And how long does it look like you're going to be there in the hospital?
Oh, I'm actually going to get out here in a few minutes. Bus saved out.
Good deal.
No weight bearing for 3 months.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, take care of it, you know, and rehab it right. When you get going again, man, we'll see you back in that arena. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. I'll be there.
I hear you, man. How do you like the hospital food?
It ain't bad.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. There's definitely been places I've seen worse, but, oh, man, I was in the hospital for 4 days after my accident, and I said I couldn't stand no more. You know, I was calling restaurants, having them bring me food in, man. I couldn't stand it after about 4 days.
Yeah,
so,
I've got friends that's been bringing me food, so it's working out for
right
me.
On. Right on, Marty. Well, hey, listen, buddy, I don't want to hold you up, man. I know you'd be anxious to get home. And, you know, while you're sitting around the house, buddy, if you want to get on board, you're more than welcome to jump on board with us here on Making Eight. Love to have you on, and want to wish you the best, man. Take care of that leg, and I know we'll see you back in the arena in no time.
Yep, I hope so. Thank you, guys.
All right, Marty, take care, bud.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go with Marty Hill, one of the unsung heroes for sure. No doubt about it. You know, Marty's a great guy, and for him to do what he's doing and taking those risks, you know, he's in the hospital because he's doing what he loves to do, and it came down to a cowboy needing his assistance there in that arena, and he didn't hesitate. He jumps in and he gets it done no matter what, and if it means causing bodily harm to him, that's what it's all about. He's willing to take that risk, and can't say enough about those guys. I see that there is that other one coming up on there's another benefit going on for McKinnon on the 24th, 25th, and 26th in Weatherford, Texas. Now, last I had heard that was actually postponed. Do you know anything more about that, Barb? Have you heard anything more about that going through, that they were having an issue with the facility there? So they were trying to look for another one. I don't know. I don't have the full details on that. But that was the last I heard, was that there was an issue with that. And I don't know if that had been clarified yet. But I do know that, yeah, hospital food is the worst. Let's see. I'm trying to catch up with see what's going on here in our chat room. Of course, Miss Barbara posting those links out there for us. And man, yeah, I can't thank her enough for doing that. She's a superhero when it comes to that. I don't know about excellent food. You know, how did we get on the subject of hospital food here? I guess I probably shouldn't have mentioned that, huh? Because now everybody's coming in talking about the hospital food. Ugh. Yeah, I was hungry until I started talking about it. that was posted on the 9th. Okay. Yeah, we may need to. Reevaluate that, look into that just a little bit more on that benefit bull ride that's going on. We'll see if we can't find out what the deal is on that. I love it. There's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of one of our Making Eight Maniacs, Miss Christie. That is excellent. Excellent cowboy logic for the day. So here it is for you. Don't be afraid to go after what you want to do and what you want to be, but don't be afraid to be willing to pay the price. From Lane Frost. Whoa, chills. I'll tell you what, you're absolutely right. That is some of the best cowboy logic you could have right there for a Monday afternoon. Man, thank you very much, Christy, for posting that out there. We sure appreciate that. That is an excellent quote for the day. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Man. Makes you think about where you need to be, where you want to be, but don't be afraid to pay the price either. And, you know, sometimes that's what we got to do. And it absolutely did come from a great man. And, you know, having the opportunity to meet his parents, to sit down with Clyde and Elsie Frost, I know where he gets it from as well. And that's the strong roots that him, his mother and his father provided and raised him in. Wow. Very, very touching. That's some touching cowboy logic for the day. It really is. Really makes you sit back and think. So let's get it done. Let's get a grip. You know, that's what it's all about right there. Let's get a grip. We got about 8 minutes left in our show. If you guys want to jump on board with us and give us some comments or whatnot. Let's see. Oh, wow. Okay, I see that they've got a great link posted up there, and I'm actually going to have to write down that phone number. Do you know who that goes to, Miss Barb? because we could certainly utilize that. I'm not sure when they're going to be taking entries or that or whatnot for the bull riders. I know it is going to be a CBR sanctioned event, so yeah. Let's see. I see that Miss Kat Johnson has got one of her other bull riders that are looking to try to get down and ride in that benefit deal. And shoot, you know, we'll just have to see what we can do and see if we can get that information out there and make that happen. But, yeah, it does look like they've got that other relief going on in March, and who knows what's going to happen with that. Maybe we'll be able to make something happen and be there for that broadcast if we cannot make Stevensville. All right, entries February 12th through March 5th. So entries are open now for that CBR event. And to my understanding, it is a CBR-sanctioned event where I think the points are going to go towards that. So we'll have to wait and see. I'll have to get more clarification on that before we really get out there and promote it. Like I said, I don't know if they're going to have online video coverage of it, but if they want it, we can bring it right here with Megan Eight and Buckers now. So you can bet on that. We'd be happy to do that. Let's see. Just trying to scroll through. Oh, you know what? I've been in contact, and I wanted to throw this out there, that I've been in contact with some great people across the pond over there in Europe, and they have got a new Facebook page. It's called European Bull Riders, and this is a group of guys, a group of fans, a group of athletes over there in Europe that are interested in trying to make the sport bigger over there. And I'm going to tell you that Making Eight is tying into that. We are going to start jumping on board. We want to get to Europe and bring you, the fans back here in the U.S., the opportunity to watch a broadcast of a European bull ride. Wouldn't that be cool? Now, I know that, you know, there's times when, you know, PBR goes to Australia, or they go to different places, and you can watch what's going on, you know, some of the events that they have down there. But I will tell you this, I really think that we could do some cool stuff there. Oh, wow, wait a second. What do you mean European? Do I really come out with an accent like that? Did I sound that bad? I see Ms. Donna posting a comment in there about my accent just by saying European. European bull riders, that's right. So hopefully that did it for you. You get your jollies or get your kicks off of listening to me, and now you'll have something to laugh about. I love it. I love you fans out there. Y'all are great. The best ever, I promise. So anyways, what do you mean that's not how I said it the first time? I don't get it. I'm lost. I don't think I said it any differently. Let me go back here and check it. Oh, that reminds me. I want y'all to go check out, they've got a group set up. It's called European Bull Riders. I don't think I said it any differently. Well, see, now you got me sidetracked, and you know I can't multitask real well, Donna. So, oh, y'all are killing me. But no, really, we're having a good time. And, enjoying the show, but we're going to have to wrap it up for the day. We're actually winding things down, and want to thank all you guys for jumping on board here. We got a whole lot more to talk about this week. Hopefully we'll get some good guests lined up for this week, and you guys will be able to check them out. We'll let you know who we've got and when they're coming in. Some of them may be a surprise just dropping by. So you guys stay tuned, get a grip, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So until then, y'all take care.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
God.
Get in touch with